So, even the yogis, when they come to act, there is a difficulty. It is never perfect action. Unless you have made a sadhana in which you have gone beyond aparaprakriti and entered into the paraprakriti. This is one of the important things that Sri Aurobindo describes in the chapter which you have read earlier, Ascent to the Supermind. Paraprakriti is supermind. It does not have sattva, rajas and tamas. These three qualities are not present in the paraprakriti. They are distortions or deformations of paraprakriti. In the paraprakriti, sattva becomes ananda. Rajas becomes dynamic divine activity, not feverish activity, not desire activity, but a divine will which is absolutely powerful, omnipotence. And tamas becomes shama, shanti. The complete shanti. So, the supreme nature, paraprakriti, is marked by shanti, divine activity, and ananda. In other words, the supreme prakriti is Satchidananda. The dynamism of Satchidananda. Sat is shanti, chit is shakti, the activity, and ananda. So these three powers, when they act fully, that is paraprakriti, that is supermind. So, yoga is not completed unless you ascend from three gunas and go into the higher prakriti. The whole purpose of these last six chapters is this secret. Very often people regard this only as an appendix, but basically it reveals a very important domain, that you rise from the lower nature into the higher nature, Trigunatita, and you understand the psychology of Trigunatita. How do you ascend to the supermind? And then Sri Aurobindo said that even that knowledge is not sufficient. The last passage of the Bhagavad Gita, which says that you give completely yourself to the divine, body, life and mind, body, life and mind, sattva, rajas and tamas, your entire being given to the divine, then what happens? You can ascend then. You ascend, but then what is the nature of that ascension? That is not given in the Gita. After ascending, what happens? What are the different levels? The higher mind, the illumined mind, the intuitive mind, over mind and super mind. All this is not described here in the Gita. But all that knowledge is to be obtained. Bhagavad Gita gives you a key to open the gate. The Sri Aurobindo says, Bhagavad Gita towards the end is reticent. It remains silent. After that, what happens? Once you give yourself entirely into the hands of the divine, then what happens? Your attainment of the supermind is promised. What is the nature of it? What are the steps of it? Sri Aurobindo says that this is a knowledge which is secret knowledge. You need not even tell somebody, let him do this much, the rest will come. He's reticent because even if you tell, people won't understand. Because you start with this, you practice it, then you'll understand what it is. Even that, this was also the path of the Veda. You go from the lower levels, by various processes of ascending and descending, you come to truth consciousness. That is paraprakriti. Having reached there, the question is, can you still act, even in the bodily action, exactly with the paraprakriti? Then the paraprakriti has to descend to convert sattva, rajas and tamas completely in each and every movement of action. And Sri Aurobindo discovered this path, how to bring about the real descent of the paraprakriti right up to the cells of the body. And then even the human being is transcended, a new species is born. All this knowledge is not in the Gita. But whatever is in the Gita is a very powerful step towards the highest. It is
many, many meanings.
Quite. So, That's right. That also avyabhicharani bhakti. That's right. You can say that, but the word avyabhicharani bhakti is used by Shri Krishna. So you might say that is the word which you should use really. The supreme bhakti which reconciles jnana and karma and bhakti. That is avyabhicharani bhakti. It is a real passage. The real surrender comes at that point. What we call surrender, real surrender, when everything is surrendered. In the case of ordinary bhakti, only emotions are surrendered, and jnana is quieted, action is quieted, but not surrendered. Action is not performed, jnana is not pursued, only bhakti, only emotions are offered to the divine. But that is not avyabhicharani bhakti, because even in movement of knowledge, there should be bhakti. Even the movement of action, there should be bhakti. All the three should be integrated by a supreme bhakti. Then only sharanam, that surrender of which Sri Krishna speaks at the end, is that sharanam. It's not ordinary sharanam. Sarvadharman parityaja, when all the dharmas are renounced, all dharmas which pertain to action, of knowledge, and of devotion, all dharmas are given up, when you really become a complete channel, then only Paraprakriti begins to act in you. Otherwise, in every movement of activity, a Paraprakriti again begins to act. The liberated man, however, only knows that this is all a Paraprakriti, I am not bound by it. He is liberated inwardly, but he cannot throw out a Paraprakriti. It is there. That is why many yogis say that Videha Mukti. They said,
then a priti is like that.
Yes.